Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
I just returned from the convention of the American Veterinary Medical Association. I will tell you, I'm always invigorated after attending one of these conferences, presenting at the conference. I spoke about double defense. It's a whole new idea for heartworm prevention. I'll explain very quickly what that is later in the program, but it's exciting. It's a good thing. And also was there to help give a very special lady a very special award. I will get to that as well. But I also bring my microphones and we talk to people, including two people who won their own awards from BI, that's a pharmaceutical company, Boehringer Ingelheim. And we will talk to both of these folks. Dr. Steve Wilczynski has a special interest in heart disease, and we talk about the prevalence of that. It's far greater in dogs and cats. Our conversation was about dogs, but it's far greater than you might think. No one wants a pet diagnosed with heart disease. But what, among other things, what we talk about is the difference between, okay, heart disease, not a good thing to have. You don't want to hope for that diagnosis, but it's not like an animal actually going into heart failure. And there is an enormous difference. And we chat about that. We chat about what veterinary medicine can do today that even a couple of years ago, because of products like Vetmedin and other things. Well, we get into that with him and also talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is pet adoption, particularly older pets. So another award winner, as it happens, the CEO of an organization called Gray Muzzle, and they support adoption of older pets. I mean, how can you not love that? This week on the show and next week on the show, we'll talk a bit about service dogs and animal-assisted therapy and comfort dogs. Well, can you believe that cats, big cats like Cheetah, now are benefiting from comfort dogs? Well, this brings cats and dogs getting along to a whole new level. Most of all, we are here for your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS. You have a question, a problem, behavior problem specifically, about your pet, call me. And you know what the thing that drives people who do what I do crazy? You get that phone call, you get the email, and at the end of it or somewhere in the email or on the telephone, you say, when I say, how long has this been going on? And the answer is 8 years, 5 years, 12 years. And you're at the end of the rope. You don't know what else to do. And maybe the human-animal bond has become fractured. and you're ready to give up that pet. So don't wait. Don't wait until the problem gets really bad. And like most things in life, early intervention makes it a whole lot easier. Again, the phone number, 866-554-PETS.
We are here to help you, and let me give it a go. Jason, you are up first. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I have an English bulldog, and so I have a little question. He gets kind of leash aggressive, and we were kind of wondering if there's anything we could do to either tone that down or, make him less leash aggressive.
So you're walking down the street, Jason. You have your dog at the end of the leash, and this is aggressive to other dogs, I take it?
Yeah, to other dogs, especially, at least it seems like, especially to bigger dogs. So if we see a bigger dog walking by and he sees them, he'll kind of crouch down real low, and then all of a sudden he'll just take off, like try to go after him.
Wow. Has he had a problem ever? He's okay off the leash, I take it?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time?
Yeah.
Most of the time, not all the time.
We took him to the dog park a few times. It seems like maybe he plays a little rougher than other dogs. The other dogs don't really like it all that much.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's play or not, because I can't tell from here. So
right.
what I would do for starters is bring in someone who can help you hands-on with
okay.
this sort of thing. Because I don't, most cases it's actually fear, trepidation, worry, anxious. I'm not sure what the word is, because fear might be too extreme, but
okay.
sort of a caution, and the best defense sometimes is a strong offense, and that
okay.
could well be what's going on with your dog, but it could just be aggression in a sort of different sort of way, like I'm just an aggressive dog with
yeah.
other dogs under some circumstances, and then it would be helpful to figure out what those circumstances are. So we know that certain size dogs matter often, and being on a leash does matter.
We'll see some like smaller dogs, and he'll let them walk up to him no problem. But if we go like bigger dogs, he just doesn't like it.
Yeah. Now, what I could suggest, and it's hard to do with the bulldog because of the size of the dog, but bulldogs do love their food, and you could take a very special treat and only use it for this purpose. Make sure there's small bits of it. Keep far enough away from another dog at first, and then just go up to a point where you think your dog might have an issue, 10 feet away, 20 feet away, whatever that is. Don't go beyond that point. And at that point, give your dog a treat. And what's your dog's name?
Roscoe?
You could ask Roscoe to watch me or look at me, which is not, again, it's a bulldog. So you're not going to get the level of that in quite the same way you would with a golden retriever because of their physiology. They can't bend their necks to look up quite the same way. But if the dog is not paying attention to the other dog and is at least attempting to pay attention to you, that's what we want to train the dog to do ultimately. And also the dog is being rewarded and getting this treat, and you're popping the treat, and then you go by the other dog.
Okay.
So that's for starters. But really, the way you describe it, if I were you, I'd get someone to help me hands-on. What we will do is we'll send you a dog toy. So hold on so we can get your address.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Jason.
Thank you.
Coming up next, here's a quiz for you. What do you think at some zoos, the animals that people most want to see? You'll never guess. Really? You will never guess what that is. No, not any of the snakes. They're popular by some. By some, the exact opposite. No, not the lions or tigers. What do you think? Sea lions? No. Gorillas? Well, they're up there. Orangutan, chimpanzee. The most popular animal that people ask about at a couple of different zoos. I will tell you what that is next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Oh, 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 oh,
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Imagine walking through the door of the zoo. Do they have doors? The gates at the zoo. You're inside the zoo, the turnstile that goes around and around. Whatever it is that gets you inside the zoo. So you're now in the zoo. What do you think at some zoos, a select few zoos, like the Columbus Zoo, they say the question they get asked most often, where are the fill in the blank? What animal do you think they're asking about? They're asking about Labrador retrievers. Can you believe that? And at San Diego, they just say, where are the dogs? Because they use mixed breed dogs to do what I'm about to describe. It turns out that cheetah in zoos can become anxious. Now, for us, when we become anxious, sometimes, and there's lots of data to show, that what can calm us down is a dog. Maybe a comfort dog, maybe even a service dog. And next week, we'll talk about the difference between the definition, by the way, and all these terms with Dr. Aubrey Fine. Which is going to be fascinating. And we'll also talk about the controversy, and it is a controversy. I mean, I've seen it. We've all seen it at airports, animals, and it says service dog on their vest. And by the way they're behaving, you wonder, really? They must have just gone online, paid $9.95 for the vest, some certificate, and this really isn't a service dog. It's an excuse to get the dog on the plane and for free on top of it. Anyway. So why would you go into a zoo and ask about a Labrador retriever? What would that dog be doing there? So these cheetahs get anxious. And what zoos figured out, and San Diego Zoo, I think, was the first to do this, even going back way back to the 1980s. We just don't know about it. What they do is they pair a puppy or a young dog, often at San Diego, a rescued dog. In Columbus, at their zoo, they like to use Labrador retrievers. With a cheetah, a young cheetah. They bond with one another, and the cheetahs that feel apparently somewhat insecure at zoos pick up on the vibe of the dog. And the dogs are happy-go-lucky just being dogs. And the cheetahs then begin to play and actually model their behavior. They even do some things that dogs do. You know that play bow that dogs do with their rear end going up and their paws kind of going down on the ground? Cheetahs have begun to do that in some cases. It's crazy. Why is that important? Well, because when cheetahs feel comfortable, they're more likely to breed. And cheetahs, if you don't know, are very endangered. And one of the purposes of zoos now is to continue to breed these animals. And it's been many years, decades, since cheetahs have been taken out of the wild to be put into zoos. But the Columbus Zoo is supporting a program to partner a large herding dog slash guard dog originally from Turkey and the areas around Turkey called the Anatolian Shepherd. And what these dogs do is they guard flocks in Africa. And with these dogs guarding the flocks, no cheetah or lion will dare to go anywhere near those flocks. So it protects actually cheetah and lion, because if they do attack any of the animals, you know, any of the farmer animals, they are likely then to be killed. So keeping them away from the farms protects them in a sense, and it certainly protects the farmers and their flocks. A brilliant idea as well that the Columbus Zoo is supporting. Coming up next, a conversation about adopting out older dogs in particular, an idea that, well, of course, we all love.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby.
All we need is somebody to lean on.
Lisa Lunghofer is the executive director of an organization that I've heard about for years, so I'm thrilled, first of all, to get to meet you in person, Lisa. It's called the Gray Muzzle Organization. Tell me what this group is about.
The Gray Muzzle Organization's vision is a world where no old dog dies alone and afraid, which honestly makes me choke up every time I say it. So in pursuit of that vision, we provide funding and other resources to animal welfare organizations around the country that are focused on helping senior dogs.
You see a puppy in a shelter, a kitten in a shelter, those animals always will get adopted if they're reasonably healthy. Dogs with special needs, or cats, tend to get adopted eventually. Getting a 12-year-old dog or a 14-year-old cat adopted, isn't quite as easy. And that's in part what your organization is about.
Exactly, exactly. Our focus is on helping those dogs that are probably going to be less likely to be adopted because of their age, because they may have medical issues. A lot of the dogs that we help have dental issues. They haven't had adequate dental care throughout their lives, and so that has resulted not only in bad teeth, but also in other medical problems. So we provide grants to animal welfare organizations, rescues, shelters around the country that are focused on developing programs specifically to get those older dogs adopted more quickly into forever homes.
And these dogs have done nothing wrong, so they've been given up for all sorts of reasons. Oftentimes, the owner passed away. You know, the owner of an older dog may be an older person who's passed on, and no one in the family wants or is willing to take this wonderful dog. But in any of these scenarios, and many more, it's not the dog's fault. These dogs have done, as I said, nothing wrong, and now they're in a position where it's like an 85-year-old person. It's kind of, who wants you?
Right.
But these dogs, I think, have something to offer. And well, first of all, they may be the right pet for a lot of people because they don't need to be house trained. They're not going to go crazy running around the house. So for a lot of people, particularly senior citizens, I think it could be a really good fit.
Exactly. And we are finding that more and more of the applicants for our grants are focused on programs that pair senior adults with senior dogs with that same recognition that dogs who are older are more mellow, they don't require training, they don't perhaps require as much walking as a young dog might need, and so they're a really good fit for the right family.
So, okay, here's the big question. I'm about to put a lot of pressure on you. When you adopt out any animal, but particularly an older animal, at some level, they seem to appreciate it. They seem to know it. The scientist in me says, well, they can't possibly know that. At the same time, I've seen it. So what do you think, personally, is going on there?
I think there is absolutely something going on there with respect to older dogs really appreciating that second chance and realizing that they are getting a second chance and not having to spend that time in a cold shelter on the floor that can be really unforgiving for old dogs' joints. I think they do recognize that second chance in a very special way.
Well, for more information about a lot of second chances, graymuzzle.org is the website. Thank you so much for joining me, but most of all, thank you for the good work that you do, for which there's an award that's involved in all this. In recognition of the work you're doing, B.I. Boehringer Ingelheim, a pharma company, is saying, hey, these guys are amazing, which incidentally you are, and they're saying thank you with money.
They are.
That's the best way to say it, isn't
they
it?
They are, because we rely on donations from the public in order to do our work. And so, honestly, the greater the amount that we raise each year, the more senior dogs that we can help. So we are tremendously grateful for BI and the donation that they're giving to help old dogs across the country.
And by giving that grant, they're saving lives, or at least they help you to help save lives.
They are absolutely saving the lives of old dogs across the United States.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next, your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Dan, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you?
How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling about my GSD, my German Shepherd dog.
Okay.
His name is Nando. Had him. He's about 6 years old. I've had him since a baby.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's a licker. He's a sneak up behind you, lick your hand. And or any time he can get next to you, get near you, he's trying to sneak a lick in. And we tell him no. And he,
okay.
his feelings get hurt so bad.
Oh.
And, you know, and...
How do his feelings get hurt when you tell him don't lick?
You don't even have to put bass in your voice. You just say no, and that's it.
Well, don't do that.
I know. But it's to the point now with my children, guests. He comes up, sneaks in a lick, and they're like, ah, you know, go and they wash their hands, and I mean, what is it that makes him want to come up and just sneak that lick in?
You know, some dogs are just very oral, and they like to do that. It's depending on what's going on, unless there's something really... it could be a couple things. First off, dogs learn when they're young, and anything they learn when they're young sticks with them through the rest of their lives. So it's conceivable, though unlikely, but it really is possible that one of your kids, when the dog was young, if the child was young, or you or anyone in the house had peanut butter on their hands or tuna because they just had a tuna salad and the dog licked and got some, and every once in a while, even if it happens once in every 20 times, the best kind of reinforcement is intermittent reinforcement. I mean, that's what a slot machine is.
Okay.
You know, and it's this dog slot machine. Every once in a while, oh, I get something really tasty on that hand when I lick the hand. That's one possibility. The more likely possibility is it's kind of affection, really, for lack of a better way of putting it. And we don't know. I mean, all these theories have been suggested. It's a dog showing that he's submissive. I don't think so necessarily, but it might be affection related. But it doesn't really matter. If you don't like it, let's do something here. So what I want you to do is I want you to create some things your dog can lick on. And if it happens most often when people come over, then there are all kinds of things you could do. You could stuff good treats inside a sterilized bone, okay, or a Kong toy. We'll send you a Kong toy.
He's got a Kong toy.
Okay, but they're wonderful toys as they are because they bounce irregularly. But if you stuff something inside, even better. And okay, for you, what I want you to do is go to your freezer and get one of those ice cube trays that so often we don't have anymore. So you might have to go out and buy one because we have automatic ice cube makers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, lucky to find one now, but maybe.
Yeah, but they're around, you know, probably at the dollar store where nothing is a dollar if you have not noticed. So,
right.
So I'd get one of those and inside make some chicken or beef bouillon. Now, there's something for your dog to lick on. So pop one of those bouillon cubes when people come over. Stick it inside a Kong toy. Put it not on carpeting because I don't want your carpet to smell like chicken. Otherwise, your dog's going to be licking the carpet.
Yeah.
But on a tile floor or some similar, you know, bathroom floor would do fine too.
Sure.
And let your dog go at it.
Okay.
You know, but the idea is to give your dog something else to lick, which will be self-rewarding. And instead of you saying no, I would just stick your hands in your pocket. So everyone's going to walk around your house with their hands in their pockets.
That's about right. Yeah.
Well,
I would say for sure for him, it's definitely a, hey, what's going on? It's an affection type of thing. But, it, you know, so I'll have to work with it that way, too. So.
Well, you know what? At least if everyone has their hands in their pocket, you know that you're not going to be missing any silver after you hold the party you hold.
That's a very good point.
Yes, of course. We'll send you a Kong toy, so hold on so we can get your address.
Thank you very much, Steve.
All right. Our telephone number, toll-free, 866-554-PETS. So how do we keep our older cats and dogs young? And how do we know when they maybe are reaching a certain point in their life where they are suffering cognitive decline? You heard me right. I mean, dogs and cats can get sort of their version of Alzheimer's, and under a microscope, that amyloid plaque in the brain looks pretty much the same. In fact, identical might be a better word. I have a question, one of your questions, about a cat that might be suffering exactly what I'm talking about. That is our email question of the week. You can email me, Steve, at petworldradio.net.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email Steve at petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, In your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we talk about what turns out to be more common of a problem, and I will keep talking about it, I'll tell you, because it really, hearing about this can save potentially your dog's life and maybe even yours. I'm talking about tick disease, and in the fall, it turns out that Lyme, and it only has to do with life stages of ticks, but it turns out that Lyme is more common than at any other time of the year. And we'll talk with an expert. A veterinary parasitologist will be here. Also, calling Dr. Fine, we will do that as we talk to my friend Dr. Aubrey Fine about all these terms. Are they comfort dogs? What is that? Are they service dogs? Well, what does that mean? Are they animal-assisted therapy dogs? Well, what's that all about? He will explain, and we'll talk about the controversy about taking llamas onto airplanes or service pigs onto airplanes and all these other species. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it abusing language that's out there for the Americans for Disabilities Act, which allows it in the first place? Or maybe the government needs to adjust what the ADA is all about. And we'll also have tips for all of you who have new puppies.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, our 15-year-old cat has a habit of standing in various parts of the house and roaring like a lion. He sometimes walks into a room, then he roars. I don't see a cat roaring, really. Then he stares into space and as if he's wondering why he's in that room. Well, I don't know. That happens to me every day, but I understand the question. And apparently with this cat, it happens multiple times daily, even six or seven times overnight. And from Janice in Nevada, she says, please help. Well, elderly cats can suffer kind of like what's been called kitty Alzheimer's. It's feline cognitive dysfunction syndrome. So if your cat has any of these other symptoms, so typically what veterinarians look for isn't one, but two of these. You've got one already. And, well, you probably have two, come to think of it. So one is disorientation. That's probably what your cat is somewhat displaying. Cats that are generally confused, maybe forgetting people, maybe forgetting where they are. They may yowl in the middle of the night, right? They may get lost in their own homes. Another is interaction with people changes. So clingy cats become aloof, or vice versa. The cat that waits for you at the door when you get home is no longer doing that. Or a cat that never did that previously is now doing that. Sleep patterns that change, and certainly that's the case with your cat. A cat who typically sleeps through the night now doesn't, oftentimes getting up to cry in the middle of the night, sometimes pacing, that seems agitated or confused overnight.
Last night I had a nightmare.
Yes,
it started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chute to a garden. Then I heard voices calling my name. Here, Winston, here, boy, we need you. The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with Vectra.
Middle of the room.
Visit vetrapet.com
not
to learn
to care about it. So already you have kind of two check marks here. So I would absolutely go to your veterinarian. There are some things your veterinarian can do, some diets that may help this cat, as well as some nutritional supplements that might be able to help the cat. Some of these products sort of fend off or slow down the progression of cognitive dysfunction. I'm not saying that's what's going on for sure, because I cannot tell by an email, but it sounds like that's the case. Also, try to engage your cat a bit more, enrich the environment. As I said, like put an empty box in the middle of the room. Do what you can for this older cat to make life a bit more interesting. I don't know how you're feeding the cat, but offer some treats periodically during the day and encourage your cat to hunt, to look for those treats inside the house. Now, if you have two or three cats inside the house, those other cats are probably going to scarf it down first, so you might want to close the door, put your cat in a room, and then give the cat the treats in different places around the room just to put a little spark in your cat's life. I hope that helps you just a little bit anyway. You can email questions to me, steve@petworldradio.net. In every state in the United States, or at least among the 48 contiguous states, what do they have in common? Ferrets. In all of those states, ferrets are welcome, except one. California bans ferrets. None of this makes any sense. And finally, after LegalizeFerrets.org, an organization, has been working on this, and finally, they found a group of public officials in La Mesa, California. And I'm not sure if the president will appreciate this. President Trump will appreciate this, but La Mesa may become a sanctuary city for ferrets. And I hope they do, you know, because there are a lot of ferrets in California. As it happens, when ferrets became really, really popular as pets, kind of a trendy thing to do, as sometimes is the case, California is right on top of a trend. And this happened to be a trend they were right on, and all these ferret owners in California still own ferrets now. There are veterinarians that can treat the ferrets, but sometimes they get confiscated. But not anymore if La Mesa says we are going to be a sanctuary city for ferrets. Coming up next, another award winner. We have a program filled with award winners, from this award winner from the pharmaceutical company Boehringer Ingelheim, known as BI, for the work that this veterinarian has done regarding heart disease, and we'll hear about that next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Stephen Wolchinski is here to talk about something, sadly, that's very common in our dogs. You have a special interest in heart disease. It's not a good thing when the veterinarian says, oh, I think your dog has heart disease. But then again, I want to talk about the difference between that and heart failure. Enormous difference.
There is, and it's a great point, because the percent of dogs that have heart disease but never reach heart failure is very high. And the challenge for veterinarians has always been, how do we know when they cross that line? Because when they cross that line, it often means an emergency visit, very expensive. So what we're trying to do is to determine when a dog will go from heart disease and how we try to prevent that from happening into heart failure. And that's really one of the keys of disease. And we've come a long way in being able to do that with diagnostics now.
So the key to extend life, really, is, okay, your dog has been, that dog has been diagnosed, oftentimes a dog of a certain breed, or oftentimes just an older dog, a small dog in particular, with heart disease. All right, now how do we work it so the dog never then has heart failure? Is there a way to extend that window?
There is. It's difficult, but a lot of it comes from diagnostics. So two things. One, we tell people what to monitor at home. One of the most important things that people monitor is the resting respiratory rate. And what that is when dogs are sleeping and they're calm, they count a respiration. So up and down is one respiration. And then they monitor that. And if it increases, then they know the dog might be getting into trouble. And that's how they would most commonly monitor it. And when they see that happen, they bring them into us, and we have diagnostic tests like radiographs, x-rays, and then we'll do ultrasounds in a lot of the cases also.
Yeah, and the ultrasound equipment is the same darn equipment that a human cardiologist would use on a person, right? So this is high-quality information, high-quality techniques to diagnose but also treat. And there are an assortment of new products out there that are helpful that even 10 years ago just were not available.
And that's correct, and it's changed cardiology and how we treat our patients dramatically. In the old days, we'd have diuretics, we'd have Lasix, the old Lasix, and that's all we'd have to be able to treat it. Now, the medications that are available because of the research that's happened in veterinary medicine is dramatically different. Dogs that would live a year or so now are living many more years and much longer with the new diagnostics. One of the new medications that we have available is something called Vetmedin, and it's a medication that has a mode of action that no other medication has. And it relaxes the heart along with increasing the amount of blood that's put out by the heart. So not only does it make dogs live longer, but it makes them feel better. And the quality of life that these pets have, and because these pets are living better quality lives, their owners and the pet parents love it as well, and they have much better.
So you said Vetmed, among other things, relaxes the heart. That's huge. And to understand how huge it is, I suppose, we have to explain what happens in heart disease.
Correct. So what's happening in heart disease is early on, you talked about early on heart disease and heart failure, the body compensates. And the body's able to compensate to stop dogs, and same thing in people, from going into heart failure. Those same mechanisms at some point begin to fail. And those mechanisms that actually protect the dog in the beginning cause the dog to have problems later on. And the medications we use actually help to try to stop the body from over-responding. But Vetmedin is the only medication that truly increases the output of the heart as well as relaxing the heart. That, along with the other medications we use medications like ACE inhibitors and vasodilators and things like that, together make an enormous difference and has increased the quality and length of life for dogs.
Congratulations. You just have received an award.
I have, and you know, it's a Cardiology Pioneer Award. And
you look too young to be a pioneer.
We've been doing this a long time, and we've gone down this road ourselves in our hospital about 15 years ago. I'm just one small piece, really, along with sonographers, with the help of many veterinary cardiologists that have helped us along the way. And we've helped dogs and pet families now and have really been able to manage and monitor cardiac disease in dogs much better than we ever had before.
It's an award from BI or Boehringer Ingelheim. So, again, congratulations to you, and thank you for the information.
Thank you.
Next week, are these really service dogs on our airplanes or not?
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.